folks, back here on the Boss Man Show with Coach Bob Marlin, the Louisiana Raging Cajuns, 13-4 in the year, 7-3 heading to Jonesboro, Arkansas on the bus right now. Coach, how are things going this morning with you guys?
Things are going well, JR. How about you?
Coach, I can't complain. Any coach, I'm just happy. Basketball is back, man. You guys are playing well, man. I get to watch basketball, NBA, and college ball, and get to enjoy it all, man.
Yeah, it's a great time of the year. Hopefully, we can continue to get these games in and keep our sport going.
Yes, indeed. Now, Coach, let's go back to March, Coach. When everything got shut down, how was it for you and your staff and your players to leave campus, go virtual, have to not be with you guys in that structure that you have down there in Lafayette there? And how'd you outmanage it all this summer?
Well, it was certainly a challenge. We had a big roster turnover, too, and we were actively recruiting. I thought our staff did a great job accepting the challenge, worked very hard in March and April, May, got our guys in place, and then we were able to get them back on campus at the end of June. So, but it was a trying time for sure, and felt weird not being around your young men on campus and worried about their academics, most importantly.
Oh, yes. And I know your academic advisor that you all have there and your assistant coach really helped a lot to make sure the young men was on top of the academics because they're students first before they are athletes. And that's very important to you and your staff. So just shout out to your academic advisors and your assistants for really helping your guys out through this tough time for sure.
Yeah, they did a tremendous job. We've got a great academic advisor in Christy Alford. She's the best. She's the head of our whole department, and she has men's basketball under her watch. So we're blessed there. And we've set record marks, believe it or not, in recent years with the academic piece for our men's basketball.
I can see that because a lot of coaches have told me the same thing, Coach Marlin, that, hey, them being away and being with us doing it virtually and being on them the way we've been on them with the parents involved really helped their GPAs. A lot of coaches have told me this season, talking to them all, that, hey, our GPA actually went up when we went home rather than was on campus, which is it's kind of weird to think of it that way, but it will go up when they go back home and be with everybody involved there.
Yeah, it's certainly different, and you always want to be in control as a coach, right, or a parent. You want to know what they're doing and making sure they're getting their work turned in. And when everything's online and virtual, it's much more of a challenge. But our people did a great job, our university. We put the student first, and there was some leniency given to some of the students, just like the NCAA gave some on eligibility in the spring, and we used that to our advantage.
And, Coach, you know, having roster turnover as you did, having all those newcomers coming in who never have been on campus and having to jump into it this fall semester before basketball started, how was this summer trying to bring them together via Zoom and keeping the guys engaged with you and their teammates, trying to learn each other, trying to build a bond over a computer or a FaceTime this summer?
Right. And another thing that our staff did a great job of, setting up the Zoom meetings. We met daily with the players, certainly recruiting, trying to get guys interested. We had a couple of transfers that came in, JR, that had never seen campus. And in fact, most of the guys that got in at the end of June had never set a foot on campus and seen. And that's the tough part about it. You know, the relationships are important. We worked on those, and I think it even helped our family team members and bonding together by doing the Zooms. Once we got here, I felt like we were a little bit ahead of the game, but it's disappointing. The one thing that you miss out on in the recruiting piece by not visiting a campus is actually meeting the players in person, seeing how the bond that they have and what kind of family they have. And then for the parents, it's always eating the food in South Louisiana.
You got there right. Hey, the food down there is one of a kind, Coach, I tell you. It's one of a kind. It'll put some weight on you as well, man. I got to stay away from down there. He knows that good gumbo and crawfish you have down there, man. That seafood, I love it.
Yeah, it's good. And the parents always look forward to it. And but fortunately, they can come back and watch your child play and grab some gumbo or etouffee, jambalaya, whatever.
Now, Coach, as you got ready for this season, Coach Marlin, trying to get the team on the court together, gel it on the court, you had to kind of put things in more slowly because it has so many new guys on the roster than you usually would in a normal season?
We did take our time inputting certain things. We have a core set of principles, the way we play on offense and defense. We want to play fast. We want to play man-to-man for the most part. But from an offensive standpoint, we really slow played it and waited until we got into the fall before getting into our main offensive philosophy.
And also keeping guys from getting hurt. You know, when guys have been inactive, you don't want to get those soft tissue injuries that linger all year long. So how's that process? I kind of keep the young men from going too hard too soon so they wouldn't get hurt. So you would have them right now while you're playing so well right now, have them in February and going into March here real soon.
Yeah, that's you got to have your legs right in our sport. And we say that all the time. So we need to pace and make sure that our medical staff, our trainer does a great job. Our strength coach does a great job of keeping these guys recovered, certainly strong and limber, and make sure that they've had the rest they need and the training they need to keep their bodies fresh, because it's a long year and you got to be at your best in March.
And coach, playing back to backs, like, you know, last week you played Texas State and the Bobcats, two tough games, you know, down to the wire there. So how is recovery this week, trying to get them ready to play Arkansas State this weekend? Because, you know, two kids playing back to back games like this at high intensity level, you got to make sure they don't gas out early in the week so you can have some in the tank come this weekend.
Well, that's been a challenge as well, and certainly we try to get a good night's rest the night before you play, and then a good meal in you, and then turn around and 24 hours later you've played another game. So Sunday and Monday have been recovery days for us, where we come back in, we lift weights, we have a light weight session treatment, and Monday's an academic day where we don't do anything on the court, more recovery. And then Tuesday and Wednesday are our work days and our prep days, as well as a little bit on Thursday to get ready for the weekend. But it's a challenge playing those back-to-back games, JR, I can tell you. And we talked about it. We thought about it. We talked to other coaches who had done it before. We put our guys in hotel rooms in Lafayette the night before, trying to make sure we're rested and ready to go. And there's still been some challenges with playing on back-to-back.
I can only imagine, coach, those young men, you know, playing back. I see with the NBA, with the Hawks here, on sometime on back-to-back nights, coach, that second night, you know, they gas out and they lose leads, and you can tell guys are tapping out. So I can only imagine for a young man who are not as developed as they are, that it can only be so hard for them as well, for sure.
Yeah, and all these guys think they're Superman, right? They think they're invincible, they're young, and their body will never fail them. But we teach them to get that rest, get the nutrition, and be prepared for it. And the very first game that we had went into overtime against Texas State. So it pushed us back about 30, 45 minutes on our schedule. And then the next day we came out, we're tied at halftime in the second half. We did run out of gas a little bit. And we had one of our players that wasn't there because of COVID-19 protocol that hurt us, but it affected our substitutions. And that's something that we've also learned. We've studied, and we feel like we've got a better rotation down now to make sure we're resting the guys, more importantly, Friday night than Saturday.
Most definitely, coach. And tell us about Arkansas State. Coach Bilotto does a good job over there, man. Been there for a few years. Tell us about what you've seen on film from those guys as you prepare little Jonesboro this weekend.
He's got a good group, and they started off, struggled a little bit early in conference. They changed the way they play. They're getting up down the floor faster. Got two guards that we really like, Caleb Fields at the point, and then Marquise Eaton, who is one of two players in their school history, along with Chico Fletcher, to score 1,000 points, get 300 rebounds and 300 assists. Just a very solid player. So their guards are really the leaders of their team. And then they picked up a young man, JR, named Morchad Omir from Nicaragua. And this guy can rebound the ball like crazy. He is at the top of our league in rebounding, about 6'7", very active. And if we don't eliminate him off the glass, then we'll be in for a long weekend.
And, coach, tell us about two young men you have from Georgia on your roster, Devin Butts and Ty Harper. Also, you have a young man, Theo, from Montgomery, which is not that far from Atlanta. Tell us about recruiting our area here, the I-85 corridor, especially Devin, Theo, and Ty Harper.
Well, Devin is a guy that we looked at out of high school a little bit, and he narrowed his choices down quickly and wound up visiting Wichita State, South Florida, Georgia State, and Mississippi State, and chose Mississippi State. And then when he went in the portal, we checked on him and were able to jump in there, and there were a lot of good mid-major schools that wanted him at the time, and we were fortunate to get him to come with us. And Devin's done a good job for us. He's growing, getting more experience, and maturing as a player every day. And then Ty Harper is a young man that we wound up signing in the early signing period in November. He was at a prep school out in California, was eligible to come and get started in school. They had stopped playing with the prep school, and it made sense for him to come with us. We got him enrolled, got him in, practiced for about 4 days. We threw him out there against McNeese for a few minutes, and his role is increasing. He's a very talented young man, and he's learning our system, and I expect him to play more as we move forward into February and March. And lastly, Theo Abuka is a young man from Montgomery that started off at Portland, University of Portland, way out on the West Coast, and wanted to transfer and get back closer to home, closer to family. And we're just tickled to death that he picked us. And he's a fine young man. He's got a 7'6" wingspan. He's rebounding the ball well. He's one of the national leaders in block shots. He's getting a double-double every time out. And our first game was against Baylor out in Vegas. And he jumped up, and I think he was 9 for 9 from the field, had 22 points against Baylor, and felt confident, hey, this is the right place for me. And he's really carried that on, JR. So he's got a bright future in this game.
It's good that Theo will be back next year as a senior. You got Devin and Ty, at least for 2 more years with Devin being a junior senior next year. So, I mean, Coach, you got great young talent from this area. So, I'm sure you'll still recruit this I-85 corridor through Montgomery, Atlanta, South Carolina as well, because so much great talent that fits your program is in this area.
Really is. There's always been a lot of really good players from the state of Georgia and in that area. I felt like that we always try to keep an eye on it and pick up guys that we can. And when you get one, sometimes you're able to get another one. A lot of those guys play together, AAU ball and through high school. And so we're going to keep our eyes on that corridor for sure.